You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. Big Rig's cracking me up. I think, brother, we've discovered that your wife texts you on the show as much as my wife does. Mm-hmm. And it's usually with things that we need to say or remember to do.
Exactly. Yeah, she just texted and said, don't forget to do the thumbs up today.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
I cut it off. I don't know if anybody's noticed that's watching online, but I've cut it off maybe twice this week.
Yeah. It's all good. All right, so this next storyline. All right, we're moving into a new dipper. I'm calling it Keep On Trucking. And I am asking right now, you Right Side ruffians, if any of you know anything firsthand. I don't want to hear what you read on social media. That's not what I'm asking. I want to know if you know somebody personally or if you have in any way participated in the trucker convoy going to Texas. Have you heard about it? You may not have because the press is not reporting it. And what press is reporting it is kind of like giving it a little bit of something or mocking it for that matter and then just moving on to something else. So here's the scoop in case you did not know. So there's a group that calls itself, an unofficial name is the, well, actually it's their official name, the Take Our Border Back Convoy. The organizers have organized an opportunity for convoys to converge from two separate locations, one starting out in California on the West Coast, one starting in Virginia, making its way through multiple states, and then, you know, to include Alabama, and then moving its way to Texas. It's being done to bring awareness, and it's not being done to like limit anybody's, you know, ability to get to the airport on time or to shut down traffic as a form of protest. What we're looking at right now is the organizer story here on the New York Post, Dateline 2 days ago. The Take Our Border Back convoy heading to Texas is expecting at least 700,000 people to turn out for their events. Okay, that's a lot. I don't know if I can get there, but the fact that they're doing anything at all is kind of cool. It says the organizers of the convoy left Virginia on Monday, stopped overnight in Florida, rallied up for more people to join their cause, and then organized to try and push the Biden administration to take action on the border issues. Pictures taken by the New York Post on Tuesday morning show painted vans and trucks that have joined the growing convoy in Jacksonville, Florida, preparing to head through Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana onto Texas and get towards the border security flashpoint of Eagle Pass. Now, the organizer is one of the organizers is Kim Yater. I don't know Kim, but Kim Yater says, to the naysayers, we are just ordinary citizens, farmers, ranchers, retired police officers. We are not crazy conspiracy theorists. It's going to be a peaceful assembly of Americans of all political classes and all ethnicities. And then the second convoy, like I said, coming in from California. So I look at this and go, good on you. I mean, get busy. Do something. Call attention to things. Show them that citizens are not just sit idly by. She says, what's really important is our goal. Our mission is to shine the spotlight on open borders and educate Americans of the imminent dangers to all Americans. Okay. Are you seeing this much in the headlines? No. You wouldn't believe what I had to do a little more than usual to be able to find storylines on it today. Like I got this one. I pulled this one off of Freight Waves. It's basically a trucking industry periodical. Freightwaves.com. Four things to know about the Take Our Border Back convoy heading to Mexico, heading to the Mexico border. Story 2 days ago. It gives you several bullet points. It talks about things. This is a fairly factual review. It's not talking about, you know, hey, here's what we think about them. Here's how we're going to malign them. Here's how we're going to extol them. It's just saying what we know is this. And this convoy is saying they're going to try and get up to 700,000 people. They've got rallies scheduled along the way. They're going to be, you know, trying to get to near Eagle Pass where they're going to have another big rally. And oh, by the way, it's already being said, well, it's really not that big. Huh. I mean, they're trying, but they're really not getting it done. Okay. Well, I did see a video this morning. Sarah Palin and our friend to Right Side Radio, Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, actually having a rally with thousands of them. And by the way, it was a peaceful rally. There wasn't anybody, you know, chanting for the overthrow of the government. There was nobody there doing anything wacky or weird. They were waving flags and, you know, honking their horns and then sitting in lawn chairs and listening to Ted Nugent play guitar, which is, you know, pretty epic. And then Sarah Palin giving a speech and other officials giving speeches, congressmen showing up. I mean, this was real. Where is it on the news? And I'm wondering, so I want to know, if anybody has any firsthand information of something that, like, you know, your friend was there or your cousin was there or you were there, and you can tell me what you're seeing, or for that matter, call in and tell me what you're seeing, I'd love to know. Because the media is giving this no credibility whatsoever. In fact, in a minute, I'm going to read to you some quotes from the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. Did you go to the Daily Beast? Yes, I did. How about this one from Forbes, which is not always known for being conservative? The Take Our Border Back convoy has begun driving through the southern U.S. on its way to several planned rallies near the border on Saturday in protest of the Biden administration's migration policies. But the protest is reportedly off to a slow start and has so far failed to pick up the hundreds of thousands of organizers. I don't care if they only have 10,000. I don't care if they only have 50,000. I don't care if they only have a mere 100,000. How cool is that, that a 50,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 would show up? Since the group has also raised about $157,000 on a donation platform of GiveSendGo, which is the conservative version of, GoFundMe. GiveSendGo won't shut you off for daring to be a conservative. How about that? But it is unclear what Take Our Borders Back plans to spend the money on. It has not returned a request for comment from Forbes. Well, they're a little busy driving. But what are they going to spend the money on? Well, they're organizing rallies and having people like Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent fly in. So I'm pretty sure they got to set up stages and rent venues and, you know, local fairgrounds and stuff. Oh, you mean they're not going to just occupy the highway and do their protests there? No. They're driving down the highways and going to venues like fairgrounds and having a rally. Because that's what real people do. What to watch for, says Forbes. Well, the convoy is planning three large rallies in the border states on February 3rd. That'd be tomorrow. We're ready to roll into peaceful assemblies in three cities. We're going to hold elected officials accountable, said organizer Scotty Sachs. Our borders and language and culture are being destroyed by open border policies. We have solid grounds for doing this event. However, Forbes says, they're already facing some internal friction. Okay, I read through it. The so-called internal friction is people who slash their tires at hotels. I'm pretty sure they didn't do that internally. Sounds like somebody came along and tried to stop them from going down the road. Convoy organizers seem to be blaming this on individuals and groups actively spreading misinformation and lies from inside the organization. Really? Like, that's, so you're saying that the organization is falling apart? It's a group of people driving down the road. This is not like a corporate structure here. That being said, they want so badly for this to fail. The left wants so badly for this to fail. They want this to be a non-issue. They cannot stand the idea that this would be a thing. They're the one. Wait, the left is the one that owns protesting. Right can't do that. That's like insurrection. Okay. Let me read you from the Daily Beast. Oh, I mean, I feel like I need a shower after I read this. Just want to go wash my mouth out with soap. Are you ready? The Daily Beast. MAGA truckers are back and they're headed to the border. It's MAGA truckers. Listen how it opens. You ready for this? Brace yourself, Big Rig. A convoy of Jesus-loving truckers will converge on the southern border next week in a battle to stop what they say is a migrant invasion, as Texas remains locked in a standoff with the feds over razor wire. First of all, Jesus-loving truckers, Oh, my gosh. Here we go. What they say is a migrant invasion and that it's all about razor wire. No, it's not. It's about whether the federal government will do its job. As Media Matters, oh, Lord, they quoted Media Matters. Don't ever quote Media Matters and expect it to. That's like me being a lawyer and walking into court and quoting something from the Ninth Circuit in California. My Alabama judge is going to look at me like I got three eyes. Well, Media Matters has about the same effect on conservatives. As Media Matters pointed out, some organizers include a rogues gallery of election deniers, anti-vaxxers, and QAnon conspiracy theorists. Here we go, man. Getting the old band back together. It's all the January Sixers. Oh, I got the QAnon shaman out there, I guarantee. Good gosh. One ringleader, Kim Yater, there she is again, recently told a Christian podcaster that the convoy is a God movement that could halt a Trojan horse. What she said was, and they laugh at this, she said, America, we've got to take our border back and shine a light on what's going on and expose it. The Bible says bring everything into light. We need to hold our elected officials accountable to closing the border and sending illegal immigrants home back to their countries. The battle is the Lord's, Yater said. We have to step in as victors in Christ. We are not victims of the enemy. I have no problem with that. But, oh, my goodness, when you go down that road, you are now a Jesus-loving trucker. Co-organizer Mark Anthony told another right-wing show, the Spirit of God, we all feel it. It's coming. It's just the most amazing thing that God could put it on some hearts to have this assembly. He is here. He is present. And this is all about him. Well, you shouldn't have ought to said that, because now the Daily Beast is going to believe that you are absolutely a heretic. Well, I mean, you got crazy people in there. Like, you got this one guy who calls himself a former Green Beret. Oh, no. Somebody actually went on Alex Jones's show. Gosh, there's trouble afoot now. Well, the Jesus-loving truckers, I want to know, is anybody out there got any firsthand information on this? Anybody have a friend, a family member, or yourselves who participated in any way? If you're out there right now in Texas rallying up, I want to know how big the crowds are. And I don't care if it's small. The fact that it's happening at all is, in my opinion, is worthy. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to close this out because... guess what? Keep on trucking. You'd be amazed what is happening in Europe. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Big Rig, I think I've told you that's one of my favorite bumps. I have to let it play for a second. I told you that before, Black Crows. I got to let it play.
Okay.
Okay, just so you know.
Okay, I'll remember that for next time.
Yeah, don't worry. When I'm not sitting over here losing track of myself. I just got to let that one play out. And Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, he and I share apparently a musical interest. He says, me love some Van Halen. So thank you. Yep, my ringtone is actually Right Now by Van Halen on my phone. Jeff from Indiana texted in. He says, well, Phil, going to be sitting hours again at Fauntville, sitting here staring at a Bucky sign because I'm hungry. It's teasing me. Wow, dude. Well, I hate that you're having to sit, but yeah. Oh, man, Bucky's three-meat sandwich. Shoot. I may have to just make me a pilgrimage. Anyway, blessings on you, man. He says, someone dropped the ball, and all I'm hearing is your background. Oh, so, okay, we got to check that out. He's telling me that one of our stations is playing background music and not playing the show. Go ahead and text Big Dave on that one, all right? And then Chris from Gadsden says, your request for no secondhand information about the truckers in Texas almost made me call in to say I had heard about something. Yeah, thanks, Chris. All right, so I'm going to do this just for a few minutes. As much as I'm loving and wanting to know more about the convoy here in Alabama, well, the United States, it came through Alabama. Have you heard about the truckers and farmers protesting in Europe? Maybe you haven't, because it's really not getting reported. Y'all, these are epic level protests. I mean, we've got farmers that are shutting down national capitals. Tractors, as far as you can see, parked and blocking access to the capitals. And then some of them have gotten a little violent, like, you know, throwing eggs and stones at the European Parliament. So here's one article from Reuters. I had to really scout them out. I had to start actually just Googling farmer protests Belgium, farmer protest Germany, just to really, it's like Google wouldn't do the search. I had to make it do the search. All right, so here's one for you, just so you know. Dutch and Belgium border on Friday was blocked by farmers. Greece, the same thing. Poland, the same thing. Says farmers' protests have erupted in several countries, exposing anger about the pricing on produce. And really what's happening, I'll be honest with you, is because farmers are being negatively impacted by the European Union's efforts to go after climate change, shutting down their fertilizers, changing the way they're allowed to farm, telling them they have to scale down their stockyards with cattle. It's just absolutely asinine. And they're having none of it. I mean, you're talking about, these are the salt of the earth people right now who, they can drive a tractor down your highway as quick as anything. And here's another one, Wall Street Journal. Angry German farmers win a street fight over climate. Yes. How about this one? Fox News. Protesting French farmers plan a siege of the capital in Paris. All of these are in the last several weeks, some of which are in the last couple of days. But this is happening on a very large scale. And you're really, about the only place you're seeing it is on Twitter, because Elon Musk actually allows us to post things, right? But if you're on Twitter, you can go to my Twitter, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams, and check it out. Just go on there and like search in Twitter, farmer protest Europe. Start watching the videos. You will see tractors lined up as far as the eye can see, because they're sick of it. They're having none of it. And they want to know when they're going to get their lives back, because some of these farms too, these aren't all big corporate farms. A lot of these are family farms that have been going on for generations. And I'm just telling you, keep on trucking. That's what I say, fellas, here in the U.S. and over there in Europe. It's going to take salt of the earth people like this getting off their couches and going and doing, man. Blessings on them. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in, just for good measure. By the way, I will tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground in our overly broad listening area. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, and they are all open 7 days a week. 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. I'm talking about geriatric back down to pediatric. They'll see all of them. And so if you get sick on a Saturday morning, do you wait till Monday? No. You look up Southern Immediate Care and you head on down. And by the way, this is who I use personally. I do, seriously. This is who I use personally, and I've been doing so for quite a while, longer than they have been advertising. In fact, they are advertising because I was so pleased. I said, I could brag on this. Would y'all be willing to? And they said, you know what? Yeah. So here they are. Southern Immediate Care. You head on down there. You need something. Fill out your forms, and while you're doing it, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Hey, real quick, I think Lee from Huntsville's on the phone. Lee from Huntsville, what are you doing?
Hey, I am just having a nice, sunny, warm Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and welcome to spring.
I use Southern Immediate Care, and they were great.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to mention that because you know how kids are. Like, kids get sick on Friday afternoon through Sunday evening. It's like never during the week, during the day.
Yeah.
Like, when it's convenient. Never.
Yeah. Well, that
so
good experience. I'm glad. Thank you so much for saying so. I'll tell them you said, well, they probably heard you, but thank you.
Yeah, so kudos to them. They were great. I wanted to mention the farmers.
Yeah.
First off, my favorite farmer scene was one of them was spraying like a manure compound. It was liquid, though.
Gross.
Right near where the French president stays.
Oh.
And that just cracked me up. But
wow.
People need to understand how serious this is. This is a massive protest in the largest cities in France. You know, we've never seen anything like that here because mainly we treat our farmers with much more respect. But they're fighting against these other countries are sending in products, and they don't have to use, or they can use, I don't know, different types of pesticides and things on their crops that you can't use in France. So the France farmers are really, you know, under the gun because they have to sell their stuff for less because they have to compete.
Yeah.
But they're held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I really feel bad for them because they're choking off their own farmers. And when you become totally dependent on other countries is when you get in big trouble.
Well, they're going to be eating crickets and lab-grown meat before too much longer.
Well, I think you're catching on because that's the goal.
Uh-huh.
We're all going to be eating the bug.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm not going to. That ain't going to happen.
And
if I just grow my own, I will not be eating the bug.
Some of that black fly larva milk. Ugh.
Oh, God.
God almighty.
That's just a stomach roll just thinking about it. do you mind me doing one last shout out for Moms for Liberty? Our Riley Gaines dinner is February 17th, but we have to give them a final number by Monday. People can go to the Moms for Liberty website. Just Google Moms for Liberty and pick the Madison, Alabama chapter for Madison County.
Yeah.
You can go there and purchase the ticket. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah,
Riley Gaines is an awesome
Charlene player. And I are planning on being there. It's going to be great. We look forward to it. And
can't wait.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for the shameless plug. That was good.
thanks.
But yeah, if you guys want a Moms for Liberty Riley Gaines event ticket, they were going to cut it off now, but they're running it for a few more days. So yeah, thanks, Lee. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna spend the next few minutes on the show ending with what I call good news. Good news. You know what? What's that old song? We sure could use a little good news today. Good news. And one of them is, so when the show first started, I was committed to the idea that I was going to try and find things that are worthy. You know, if you look at Scripture, Philippians 4 talks about whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, if there's anything worthy of praise, anything of good repute, dwell on these things. It's worthwhile once in a while to go, oh, there are still good people out there. And it's true, there are. So here's one from your backyard, and I started to say a minute ago, back when the show first started, and I was committed to the idea that, yes, we're going to talk about news, yes, we're going to talk about the issues, yes, we're going to talk about politics, but by golly, I'm going to point out what's good when I can. Well, this guy came to my attention, and since that time, and I had him on the show. He's from Huntsville. His name's Robert Smith, Jr. Some of y'all already know what I'm about to say. Robert Smith Jr. So he was really kind of getting it going, kind of taking off a little bit back a few years ago when I started the show. And I got hold of him. I had to send him a direct message on his social media, and he came on the show. Just the most humble, awesome guy. What a great attitude. He started something called the Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service. His goal is for young men and women, and when I say that, I mean really kids, to be willing to go and mow somebody's yard who can't mow their grass on their own. And it's as simple as he's driving by and he sees an elderly person in their front yard, and he'll stop and say, "Would you like me to cut your grass? I can't afford that. I'm going to cut it for you for free if you'll let me." Wow. And so he does this thing where he's got kids in all 50 states doing it now. And he's got kids that if they mow 50 yards, they take the 50-yard challenge. If they do the 50-yard challenge, he'll actually get them their own lawnmower. And they get t-shirts at certain levels for mowing, and it's all because kids are saying, "I'll do that. I'll go mow my elderly neighbor's yard." And I had such a big kick out of, you know, watching their smiles. I'm gonna go find somebody else. And next thing you know, we got kids, and all they're doing is just mowing people's yards for free. But it's teaching them the sense of community that we need. It's teaching these kids, you know, hard work. It's teaching them how to earn something, because they're doing it, but they don't get the reward until they're finished. It's also teaching them, too, how to care for other people. It's just awesome. So, yeah, I love this. Here's one story on AL.com that I was reminded of. It's up there right now. He says, "Ask God to use you, and he will. Alabama's lawnmower man reflects on his years of service." Yeah, he says, Robert Smith Jr. said, "It's crazy to think how everything started with this post that I made back in 2015. Even before this even happened," he said, "I remember asking God to use me as his vessel. He didn't give me an answer the day that I asked him, not even a month later, not even a year later. It happened a few years later, and this would be that day." He said, "I'm still amazed at what all's happened. Ask God to use you, and he will. It might not happen right away, but trust me, during that time you're waiting, he's preparing you for what's about to happen." So yeah, he started just offering free grass cutting to elderly and single parents and disabled and veterans back in 2015. And since then, it has grown. He's got kids, like I said, in all 50 states, and they just go at it, man. He's been on national news. I saw him on Fox one time. He's been on ABC, CBS. He also, by the way, talks about it's building character in young men and women. That, my friends, is some good news. Where am I on time? Let me tell you another one. Just for fun. Ken Porter, dude from Auburn, Alabama, was on The Price is Right the other night. I don't know if you ever watch game shows. I used to watch game shows as a kid. I don't know when I've seen a game show now. Occasionally, like, you know, Wheel of Fortune or something.
I watched the Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Family Feud?
Family Feud. Yeah. My mom loves that show.
So. Yeah. Well, Ken Porter is a 33-year-old dude from Auburn. He went on The Price is Right the other night, won over $70,000. Whoop, whoop. So shout out to Brother Ken from Auburn, Alabama, who just went on their Wednesday's appearance on the primetime version of the syndicated game show, The Price is Right, wearing a T-shirt that showed his checklist of things he was trying to get done, which included getting tickets, winning the showcase. Anyway, he did all of it. He won $70,000 worth of prizes and cash. That's very cool. There's some good news. I got another couple of cool stories. So you guys, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back from this break. And then, we will wrap up the week. The week, as you're in go-home mode, we'll wrap up the week with some good news. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are headed to the break. And you got some music over there, Bob? Do I have some music? Are we going to a break? What are we doing right now?